homemade bedspreads. She made, they call them county pins then.
Oh, really?
Yes. And that it covered the bed, come on down to the floor on each side. Mm-hmm. And they would make the fringe that made on the edge, mm-hmm, out of this homemade thread. They would make little tassels. I say fringe, they call it tassels. And it was pretty, real pretty.
What's the difference between a count?
Tassel.
No, the count.
Counterpin, uh-huh, and a bedspread is the same thing. They got to call them bedspreads, but we used to say counterpins. Uh-huh. counterpins, our ring pins. Uh-huh. I don't know just exactly how you spelled it. I don't know whether I'd ever spelled it before or not. But I've always heard it called counterpins, uh-huh, when I was a child, the thing that covered the bed over.
Uh-huh. Say, if you and I...
And that was back before there's any electricity in the country anywhere. There's no such things as electric blankets. We had to make quilts, and we had to use blankets and sheets enough to stay warm. We didn't have no electricity of any kind to keep us warm. Mm-hmm. And the young people today, they don't think they could live hardly, keep warm without having some kind of electrical something, yeah, to keep them warm. But we lived through it.
So
there's just no electricity.
Up at the head of the bed, you put your head on a
pillow.
Did you ever see anything about twice as long as a pillow?
We had pillow shams.
What's that?
Well, when we got these counterpins on the bed, well, we usually had a small pillow we lay our head on, and then we had a larger pillow that we would put after we would fix the bed to make it look dressy. We'd put this large pillow up on it, and this pillow sham was about almost a yard each way, and we'd starch and iron them, and they would stand up. You know, we didn't have any, practically all of our bedsteads, I call them bedsteads, I believe they call beds now and mattresses, but we, mm-hmm, call them bedsteads and beds that back when I was a child. And these bedsteads would be high, and we'd put the frame of these pillow shams up over the pillows, and that would hide all the pillow. Couldn't see no pillow because it's starched and iron cloth would be over it, and it would be, usually it was made of white and was embroidered in colored threads. Mm-hmm. And then after they used that a while, they got to bind the lace covers, and they'd put the lace pillow shams over the cloth ones, and it showed up beautiful. It really showed up pretty.
Now, you say these pillow shams were about a foot?
Yes, a yard. You know, a good sized pillow. Satisfied they was, if they wanted a yard, 2.5 feet anyway.
How many would you use on a bed?
Two. We used two pillow shams on each bed. Mm-hmm. And wouldn't see nothing of the pillows. It would cover the pillow entirely.
It was just a cloth?
Yes, it was just a thin, it was a cloth, and it would. We'd put a pillow here, this would be the bed, and we'd put a pillow here, and then it would stand up like this, and the top of the sham would go up on the bedstead this way, and then the counterpin would be down here, the bedspread, and it would come on down on the side. It'd make a real dressy looking bed.
I see.
You understand?
Yeah, I've never seen one. Never heard of it before.
Well, it's been a long, long time. I guess it's been 60 years since they was used. Pretty, mm-hmm, sure it have. But people that